Look, I belong to Swamp and I'm assisting Swamp in relation to all of the history and the background in relation to reuse facilities for water, effluent water, and hoping to help council, if we can in the end, to change and broaden their direction in reusing water rather than an ocean outfall.
Now, last year they did come to a decision about the sewerage upgrade and they voted for a pipe to go out into the bay, a shorter version than what was hoped for by Swamp. Do you have any indication that there's a chance that they could re-look at this issue?
Look, I understand that the actual pipe, if it's going to be built, probably won't be for about 4 years. That's according to information from council. And in any event, they have to go through an environmental assessment process. There's a letter, I think, that Swamp have received just recently from Department of Planning and Industry, clearly stating that that process will be looking at the effect of the ocean outfall on the environment and also what other studies council have done to make sure they can reuse reclaimed or effluent water.
What are the main issues?
The pipe that's there at the moment broke probably 30, 40 years ago. So it's been going on a long time that there has been no ocean outfall. The water has been successfully recycled through the golf club. And the thing is that as Merimbula grows, you have to say, well, where is the extra effluent water going to go? The resolution that was passed in July 13 clearly stated that if we couldn't fund an ocean outfall, and that's a cost issue, and the government didn't give us a grant within 12 months, then we should re-look at other reuse options as per an effluent option study the council did at that time. That hasn't really happened, although I understand recently through Christy McBain, when she was mayor, she gave me information that the staff are keen now to work towards a recycled water strategy. Now, if that can happen in the next 4 years before any final decision is made on the ocean outfall, perhaps we will not need the ocean outfall.
So is it an economic issue or an environmental issue or both for you?
It's both. The environmental issue, obviously, is that we have pristine waters down here. I understand the concerns of the oyster farmers. I'm also concerned myself that if the pipe is being shortened and not going to take the discharge water outside the bay, then it is a waste of money in that sense because it could affect and pollute the environment here. The other issue is, so that's an economic issue. The council's saying, well, if we've got to pay for this, we won't have the money, so we've got to shorten the pipe. Well, that defeats the purpose. And also that the estimates have got 30, 35 million now are not tenders. A tender will always be much more than an estimate. So in 4 years' time, by the time this comes up, it could be 50 million. My concern economically is environment, therefore, is one issue. The economic side is we only have about 12,000 ratepayers in the Shire who are on sewer, and they will have to fund it, and then they'll have to fund the maintenance. And those ratepayers range from Bermagui, Cobargo, Wollumla, Tarthra, Merimbula, Eden, right across the Shire. We have a low socioeconomic income bracket in this Shire, and I'm not sure it would be sustainable economically for people to, A, pay for it to be built and B, maintain it.